radio check. Radio check, this is Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Having to reposition my radios and coax and stuff. I want to just see if I got a good signal.
James, you're sounding very good. Sound really good. N4TLP.
N4TLP, I really appreciate that. Yeah, I want to make sure everything's up and going while I still got a little lot to look by here. So I thank you very much for the comeback. KK4JFO, clear.
4TLP, clear.
JFO, WG, Farm C, James, loud and clear, 7-3.
WG, 4, well, dang it, I'm done. Yeah, talk to you every night. Well, I thank you again for that, and, yep, appreciate it. You guys, I probably will be monitoring this. I got generator backup power, so I'll be monitoring all along. Anytime something comes along, just, or you just want to talk, jump right in. I'll probably be here close by doing this one and HF, so we'll see what goes on. KK4JFO.
N4TLP, KO4HK.
Go ahead, sir.
Down there yet?
No, sir. Not doing anything. All right, unless it's been the last 15 minutes.
Getting some real light rain and sleet up here.
I heard you tell Gary or somebody that earlier.
Now drop down below freezing.
I guess time will tell what the morning brings, huh?
It will. Station up to anchor and set up there, and then there's another stand set up down at the Traveler's Rest Fire Department down there. So we got a couple guys monitoring their repeater.
Good. I imagine you have a lot of people monitoring the repeater.
A lot of radio checks today, and people just finding out if they can get in.
Guy from Indiana, one of the linemen that came down, is in Spartanburg for whatever is to come, and he was on his ham radio on one of the other frequencies. And I don't know, I didn't get him to answer me. I was going to tell him to check in on the net.
Spinning the dial around, scanning, he'll probably find it. Jump back off here. You be careful. Stay warm down there. And Matthew, if you're still out there, you do the same. KO4HKX. I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
KO4HKX. N4TLT. I will be clear. 73.
KX, WG4MC. Hey, Patrick.
Staying warm down there.
I'm going to go relieve Dan tomorrow at the fire station.
Well, I'll be up here at anchor, so if y'all need anything, just let us know.
For that, yeah, we're monitoring. Hopefully don't lose power, but I think we're going to lose it. It's just I'm going to have to rely on somebody to get me there and back because I do not have four-wheel drive.
Sure somebody can help you out with that. There's plenty of people down there. But even four-wheel drive decides it's not going to help a whole lot.
And roger that. All right, well, I just want to say hi. 7-3, man. KO4HKX, WG4MC will be standing by.
KO4HKX, clear.
KO4HKS, this is KQ4WRV, over.
WRV, KO4HKX.
You know that we're back in action at the fire department. Have not seen anyone from the EOC yet. And we are having a little bit of sprinkle. Over.
Well, we're getting a little bit up here too, so nothing too bad yet. But the temperature just went under 32 degrees, so it'll be starting here soon. Warm and safe down there at the fire department tonight. KO4HKX. Monitoring that.
KO4HKX, KR4, EEE, Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, Echo, Echo. Hey, Patrick.
HKX. set up and working. So all I got to do is make my way back here in the morning.
That'll be a challenge. Perfect. I'm going to get some stuff set up. Once I can move back up to the fire station, I'll set some stuff up. Hopefully that'll help.
Roger that. If it's icy out in the morning, I'll just take the side-by-side and head that way.
If you need any help, just let me know. I brought one of the fire vehicles over to this side of the mountain with chains, plus chains on all four tires, and then several chainsaws. So you just let me know if we can help you.
I'll let you know if there's anything you can do for us. Appreciate you being there. Appreciate you putting that fire out today. That wouldn't have been good if it got any bigger.
After all the work that we've done the last 2 days, we needed that like a hole in the head. That was the last call we ever expected to get, to be honest with you. They'll find the folks that did it. Their cameras all over that place. But yeah, we were pretty lucky. Somebody accidentally came across it and called us immediately, and we were able to do just a little bit. So
I'm glad they did. That would not have been good. So I appreciate y'all's quick response on that. But I'm going to jump off here so we can keep the repeater free. KO4HGX, standing by.
E, clear. Be safe. 73.
HKX, K4HNR.
Connor, KO4HGX here.
Hey, Patrick. Hope you're doing well. I'm sitting here at my desk. I'm just getting some things ready. Making sure I'm all squared away to run the net tonight. I think should be a good net. Hope a lot of guys check in. I have a quick question for you. I'm going to plug my radio into my. I've got a 25 amp hour battery. I'm planning on running it off the battery just in case. And I want to do it all by hand tonight. I don't think we'll lose power this early, but I'm just going to be prepared. But I have a question about the program here. I've got the program opened, and when I click pre-net refresh, it crashes. Never done that before. I wonder, is it because I'm doing it at, over an hour before the net usually starts? Why that might be happening?
Things that can cause that, but the first one that comes to mind is Charter's down.
Well, it could be it. Okay. I've got it pulled up. I'm just on the Brower's website on my phone. I'll just refresh it. I see already 21 pre-net check-ins, so I'll jot all those down and make sure we get those folks in, and then I think I'll just do the rest by hand.
If you need something, I'll be here. KO4HGX, standing by.
Good. Thanks so much, Patrick. We will holler at you later. K4HNR.